information planned for you this afternoon.
Gary,
who do we have? Did somebody leave the door?
Me here?
Linda K. Lance, how are you?
I came all the way. I walked from the United States
from
to
Nashville,
get here,
Tennessee.
From Nashville.
That's a long walk.
That's a long
what are you doing
walk.
Over here?
Trying to listen to some country music, and I heard this was the place to be.
Well, you're absolutely
I've got some requests.
Right. You do?
I sure do.
Such
got a big
as
list.
A big list. Gosh. So, what brings you over here?
Well, I was over here doing some TV shows, and I'm going to have a new record out over here, and thought I'd come over and see if I can learn my way around.
Have you got your record with you?
Sure do.
Why don't we take and push the magic button over there and listen to it? What's
this,
it called?
Is this the magic button?
That's the magic button.
Uh-oh.
Linda
this
K.
Is,
Lance.
This is, these boots are made for walking, and I've been doing a lot of it in the last couple of weeks.
I'll bet you have.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been messing where you shouldn't have been messing. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. What's right is right, and you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You've seen some walking, well, you ain't seen nothing yet. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you never get burned. Well, I just found me a brand new box of matches. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn.
Oh, that's nice. That brings back a lot of memories, too. I'll let it run.
I'm made for walking.
It's a good thing I don't sing.
Walking. Well, I don't know. Do a little bit more.
See, every time I sing, little dogs run away and hide their ears.
No.
What made you decide to record Boots?
Well, I did a lot of thinking about songs that would be, you know, maybe good to record again. I've done a lot of records in the past where they were what we call a remake of a song that's been out before. And right now, every magazine you pick up, every high fashion magazine, what do you see? Cowboy boots. I mean, you can have $700 cowboy boots in your high fashion. You pick up any other magazine, you see cowboy boots. It's everybody wants to be at Mickey Gillies, and everybody wants to do the Cotton Eye Joe. People wear cowboy boots for working. You know, it's their work shoes or whatever. So, seemed to me like it was time to sing about boots again.
They wear combat.
I hope it works,
they
right?
They wear combat boots,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, combat boots. I didn't include that. But
these are made for walking, let me tell you.
I know. I've worn those before.
I understand you got on a wrong train recently, too, over here.
Yes,
which is
not
hard to do in Germany.
Well, I was supposed to be going to Saarbrücken, mm-hmm. in the southern part of Germany, and instead, I almost went to Hanover. I was on an express, and it never stopped.
What gave you your first indication?
Well, it was time for me to be there, and I wasn't there yet. So I asked the conductor, you know, what time do we get to Mannheim? And he said, this morning we were there. It was a train in the wrong direction. You know. So I've had some great experiences with the train. I also plugged my hair dryer in and burned it up immediately because it was on the wrong
I think everybody goes through that one time or another.
So, but I'll learn, you know.
Morning Sky, that's the next one we have queued up. When did this one come out?
This is a couple of years back, but this tune is going to be included on the new album that I have coming out over here.
And I understand it's coming out in about
in
2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 months or so.
And this is a Dan Fogelberg song, who is a successful writer and a big singer, you know, in the States. I'm not sure if he's that well known in Europe or not, but it's a good kind of bluegrass song.
Sure, let's listen to it.
Thing going strong, never doubt it. Lately I feel changes coming on. I know that you will soon be gone, and you don't even want to talk about it. Ooh, and it makes me stop and wonder why people give their hearts and turn around and say goodbye. If there's something on your mind, you better say it while there's time. I'm leaving when I see that morning sky. No, there's nothing there, and you just keep on staring at the door. Ooh, it makes me stop and wonder why people give their hearts and turn around and say goodbye. If there's something on your mind, you better say it while there's time. I'm leaving when I see that morning sky.
Your feet were stomping on that one.
That is toe tapping music,
I guarantee.
And you say the banjo player is the same guy who plays on Hee Haw.
Right. This is the guy named Bobby Thompson that everybody sees on Hee Haw every week. Who he never smiles. He has a big dark beard and always, you know, has a real stern face. But believe me, he's smiling on the inside because he plays the best banjo in town. And it's funny when you go on the road, all the banjo players everywhere, like when they hear this record, you know, they always say, Bobby Thompson, you know, they know. They
never
know
ceases to amaze me. A lot of the people who seem to be in the background are just super talented people. Just case in point. Because you've probably been on almost every successful record that's come out of Nashville in quite some time. And it's a side of you that probably not too many people know, that you sing background.
No, I ooh and aah a lot. Oh, baby, mm-hmm, oh, yeah.
Is it rough graduating from singing on everybody else's records and singing on your own?
No, it was harder going the other way.
Is that
because
right?
Because I've been in Nashville a long time. I won't say how long, but a long time. And working as a soloist, as an artist first. And then it was harder for me to convince them that I could do it in a studio, you know, where you go in and they say, because you don't have any rehearsal and you have no music.
I've always been curious about
that.
Yeah,
you have no music. You go in, you hear it. You know, the singer, they play it on a tape, and you write down your chords as you hear it. And then you come up with the, you know, like the background voices. All that comes up out of their heads right as they're doing it. It's not written.
Oh, that's
rough. So, see, to be...
That's rough.
That's when you had to prove yourself. It comes right down to it. It's pretty easy. If you can sing well, it's pretty easy to go out with a good band and sound pretty good. You can do, you know, Help Me Make It Through the Night, and everybody loves it, and it's fine. But when you have to come up with, you know, really quick, original ideas, that's the hard part.
Gosh.
And with commercials,
I have
too.
Enough trouble singing in the bathroom. Would you assist me in singing a happy birthday request? Today
What key do you sing in?
D is in dog, I think. Or G is in gray. One or the other.
Is that your CB handle?
No, when I was in Korea, some friends said, well, you know, why don't you call yourself the Silver Fox? And Charlie Ridge had already taken that thing. Plus, with Silver Fox, it denotes a certain element of class. So I thought Silver Dog would be the next thing.
Something about the old gray mare or the old gray dog.
Doggy ain't I don't want to talk about
no,
it anymore.
Okay.
They requested El Dorado by John Wayne. We don't have that in the library, but we found one I think that's an appropriate substitution. It's from Thomas, who's 17, and Thomas would like to wish Andrea a birthday wish. Today is her birthday. And, let's sing happy birthday to her. Andrea is her name. So here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andrea.
Hey, we better, someone might sign us up,
Let's find some harmony.
Happy birthday to you.
Not bad at all.
On a trail drive from Texas, down by the Rio Grande, we drove past the Vina, a dry and bitter land where before the longhorn streamed along, grass range once was there. Now we heard them in silence with a feeling of despair. The day was hot, the wind was dry, and the mesquite barred the way. The gay and the cactus tried to drain our lives away. We came up to a ranch house, dying in the desert sun, looked at the old spread over and couldn't see anyone. Then from the ranch house, a man stepped out. He was old beyond his years, a viejo caballero. Eyes filled up with tears. I have nothing for you, senors, he said. My hacienda's empty now. There was a time. He shook his head and gave a gentle bow. I asked him why he'd stayed on in a place where hope was dead. He looked up at me and his face grew soft, and this is what he said. Mis raíces están aquí. My roots are buried here. Now I punched cattle from the Rio Grande to the cold Montana plains, and I pushed them through New Mexico, through Arizona rains. I've seen ranchers hang on when it's been 45 below, and the thoughts always crossed my mind as to why they just don't go to a place where life is easier and where nature's not so hard. And then the past comes floating back, and I'm in that viejo's yard. I think of him and his quiet pride and the things that he has done, and I know that if men battle back in the snow or the broiling sun, they'll live their responsibilities to the land that they love best. America will proudly stand, and in her vigil will not rest, for no matter what may lie ahead, the answer is loud and clear. Mis raíces están aquí. My roots are buried here.
There you go. Happy birthday to you, Andrea, right here from Linda K. Lance and Town and Country. Let's get back on the track here with a couple more requests that our fine fans have sent in to us. Here's one going out to Birgit, who writes to us from Klein-Winterheim. This is old Bobby Bear, Until I Gain Control.
the sun over the mountaintop. You know I'll always come again. You know I love to spend my morning time like sunlight dancing on your skin. I've never gone so wrong as for telling lies to you. What you've seen is what I've been. And there is nothing I could hide from you. You see me better than I can. Out on the road that lies before me now, there are some turns where I will spin. I'd only hope that you can hold me now till I can gain control again. And like a lighthouse, you must stand alone. Landlord, the sailor's journey's end. No matter what sea I've been sailing on, I'll always row this way again. Out on the road that lies before me now, there are some turns where I will spin. I'd only hope that you can hold me down till I can gain.
Till I Gain Control Again, right here on Town and Country. Linda, this record, My Guy, goes back a couple of months or so.
A couple of years, yes. Goes back to 1970.
Prior to your background stint in Nashville?
Yeah.
Where was this cut at?
These were cut in Nashville, but I was working then only as a solo performer. I would always be the girl singer that would show up with Tommy Cash or Billy Walker or Bob Luman or Waylon Jennings. I worked a whole summer with Waylon and a whole summer with Tommy Overstreet, you know, different places. When you see a big show and it has a big man star and then it has a girl singer that starts out the show, that was me. So this was out about then.
Well, it's about time you got out of the warm-up business.
Yeah,
and got right into the skillets.
Many others.
Linda K. Lance, My Guy.
Like a stamp to a letter, like birds of
Himself. That's Chet Atkins. Just an old-fashioned love song. What's one of the biggest problems that folks who sing professionally have in keeping their voices ready to sing? Have you ever worn the thing out and lost your voice?
Oh, yes. Some of these stateside honky-tonks where they where you don't start. Sometimes I don't do my first show till 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you still sing at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you've got cigarette smoke, you know, rising to the top of the room where you are on a stage. You know, so it does. I don't smoke, but it doesn't matter. You know, I can consume all the smoke I want. A lot of hours of singing with maybe speakers that you can't hear too well, so you overcompensate. You sing a little harder than you should, and there's no, you being in radio, you know there's no cure for laryngitis. Once it's gone, you just have to shut up and wait for it to
come
back.
What do you do, though, to prevent it from happening? Do you have any magic home remedies or anything?
No, no one does. I mean, if it happens to you, that's, I've been to doctors all over the place, and they just tell you the only way is to shut up, and you know, we can't do that. So. Mm,
snuggle up closer to the microphone.
Yeah. Drop everything a key.
Where are you going?
Sometimes I've had a bad throat, you know, where you go to reach a note and your voice will break, you know, it does that little thing in your voice, And you're in pain, but the audience doesn't know that. And I know I had one woman came up to me one night and said, boy, you really got into that song. You know, you had so much emotion in your voice. You know, they thought it was emotion. It was pain.
You didn't tell her,
no,
did you?
No, no, no. I said, thank you very much.
If you're going to hang around here, you better start earning your keep and tell the folks who we're going to be listening to next. Let's see, I think it's John Anderson? Or
yes, John Anderson.
And
I said he's a good old boy from Apopka, Florida, which is not too far from Orlando. Young guy, about 24 years old, and doing real well.
Orlando,
mm-hmm.
Florida.
Yeah, you know, where the sun shines and where Mickey Mouse lives.
I'm homesick.
I saw roses choking in the grass, flaking paint and a broken window pane. A mailbox barely standing by the driveway, I can almost read the name. A swing set and forgotten toys, where little girls and boys played happy games. Everything I ever cared about is gone now, but the memories still remain. The old man from the house across the street asked, how's it going? And I said, fine. But the expression on his face would make me think that he could almost read my mind. That Johnson boy from down the road was asking if the kids could come and play. Lord, I wish I could have told him yes, but I just said, I guess, son, not today. I just came home. A better day in time. All the birds that sang the pretty songs aren't singing like they did when we were here. 'Cause there's no happiness in music if somebody isn't close enough to care. I picked a ragged daisy from its home out in the corner of the yard. She loves me, she loves me not. Now I don't have to wonder anymore. I just came home to count the memories that I've been carrying in my. I guess it's time to say goodbye.
Talking about the way people sometimes pick up recordings that nobody in the world would know about unless they were back in the States or happened to be with you when you released records.
I know. I've run into people here that have copies of singles that, you know, I'm amazed. I thought only my mother had copies of these records. Only my mother and my relatives.
Well, unbeknownst to you, we have some studio outtakes from Nashville that we're going to...
No.
I'm kidding. We have a fan in Nuremberg, Linda, that is perhaps our number one fan on Town and Country. Her name is Annie. And she's a regular writer, and sometimes she writes books.
You know,
it takes a while to read, but we enjoy it very much. And we're going to send a special one out for her. It's called, let's just play it.
She used to sing all on Sunday. Oh, victory in Jesus. In her robe, spotless white.
Mama's smiling on the third row. And all she knew her baby could sing it right.
All she used to sing on Sunday.
Quit here,
the entertainment capital of the world.
She's leaning hard against the wind, trying to keep from falling on the business. With a cheap fur and rhinestone purse, trying to catch some lonely person's eye. Her unsuspecting mother sits at home and thinks about her little girl. Who's leaning hard against the wind, making too much to quit hearing the entertainment capital of the world.
Lord, she used to sing on Sunday. In her robe, spotless white.
Mama's smiling on the third row. Thought she knew her baby would sing it right.
Thought she used to sing on Sunday.
Amazing grace.
When she was a little girl.
Now she's leaning hard against the wind, making too much to quit hearing
the entertainment capital of the world. Oh, she used to sing on Sunday.
Oh, victory in Jesus.
In her robe, spotless white.
Her mama smiling on the third row. Oh, she knew her baby would sing it right.
All she used to say on Sunday.
Amazing grace.
When she was a little girl.
Now she's leaning hard against the wind, making too much to quit hearing
the entertainment capital of the world. All she used to say on Sunday.
Kind of picture you what you'd look like in a Navy uniform. Linda was just saying that she had a chance to join the Navy here not too long ago.
Well,
and they have a regular band?
They have a country organization. They have two bands, as a matter of fact, a bluegrass band, and it's fronted by a guy by the name of, he used to have records out in the States, Wild Bill Emerson, a guitar player and singer. Had a lot of records, and one day all of a sudden I saw in the trade magazines that he'd joined the Navy and was going to be heading this bluegrass band, and they also have a regular straight country band that does, recruiting shows or, just traveling, goodwill ambassador kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And girl singers.
You could be a chief by now.
I could have been a chief by now, and they told me, they said, you can come in pretty good, come in with a little bit of rank, and all you have to do is sing country music, which is what you do, but didn't make the choice. So.
Have you ever been out on one of those big ships or a big boat?
Only in Vietnam.
Yeah. You got you stayed in Vietnam for a little while.
Well,
I didn't intend to.
I went for I was supposed to be on a 4-month tour of the Orient, which was to include, all the bases in Thailand and Japan and Philippines and 3 weeks in Vietnam, but I had a little bit of bad timing. I got there the week of Tet Offensive of 68, and I thought it was a great celebration, all these firecrackers, and then I woke up the next day, and I was there 5.5 months. So I got to see every, I'd always write my mother, "Dear Mom, don't worry about me. This town's hardly shot up at all," and by the time she'd get the letter, it would be in the news,
And you still want to sing country
music?
Yeah,
I still do.
Little Rosa, what's her name? My world won't be the same.
had gone to visit the grave of a friend of mine. And as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child. And in his hand, he held a big red rose, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. So I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him. And during the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story, just as he told it to me. He said, "Mister, I'm a walker down the street of today, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk in and I ask the man in the shop, I say, 'Boss, how much you for one the red rose?' And he looked at me with one big frown, and he says, 1 dollar, please.' But then by, a swell-dressed blonde young lady walk in, and she says, 'How much you for one the red rose?' And he looked at her with one big smile, and he says, 10 cents. And I said, 'Boss, how come you charging me $1 for the rose? He charged the young lady only 10 cents. And he says, "Look, mister, you're telling me why you want the rose, and maybe I'll give it to you for not.' Then I said, "Boss, I'm a hard working man. Working the railroad and don't make too much money. And I got a little girl, and her name is Rosa. Oh, Rosa's just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, a little Rosa come running to me to Papa. And she'd throw little arms around my neck and say, 'Papa.' And I'd say, 'Rosa.' Oh, but one day, boss, I come home from work and I don't see Rosa. I look down by the railroad track and I see one of the bigger crowd. I go down and I push in the crowd this way and I push in the crowd that way. And there, boss, at my feet lay my little Rosa. And that's why I want the Rosa, boss. I'm gonna put him on little Rosa's grave. The man, he don't say a nut. But he picked up the biggest and the reddest rose, and he give it to me. And I said, 'Thank you, boss. Thank you very much.'" And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me, she'll always be that little girl of mine.
Have you had a chance to partake of any of the local cuisine while you've been over here?
Listen, I am cuisined out. I've had so much good food that I wrote someone the other day that I was sure I was bringing back a few German pounds with me, you know, all over me. I'm glad I don't have any real important singing engagements real soon, because I don't think I can wear the clothes that I wore 2 weeks ago in Wiesbaden for the TV show, even.
How about
I've tried some of the beer, and I've been in introduced to the terrible schnapps of the killer schnapps, I call them.
Oh, they've got
many.
There's one called Rutz.
Rutzeputz.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you tried that.
Make your hair
Foolish
fall out.
Man.
if you spill it on the floor, grass grows right there.
Well, the part about that, now I tried that 2 years ago, and I was in Hanover for another TV show. And someone said, "Here, you have to try this. This is great." And the only thing I can figure out is, no one can explain it to me, but I think it's a jalapeno pepper liqueur. Because it burns your skin and it burns. I just don't see any fun in that. I am enjoying the Franken wine, though. I've had some good wine.
That's delightful. There's so many different fragrances and tastes in wine over here.
All kinds of. I haven't found a bad bakery yet in Germany. And believe me, I've tried them all. I keep trying.
No, it's a constant battle to keep.
I know. I think when I get back to Tennessee, I see a lot of running coming up. A lot of miles to do.
I'm glad you're enjoying your stay in Germany. And in a minute, we'll talk about where you're going from here.
Okay.
He'll dust off his hat
clean out his old pickup truck. He's going playing when he should be praying for luck. Cause tomorrow he's riding the meanest bull he'll ever see. But tonight he'll forget all about it. He's heading for some cowgirl dream. He's a rodeo, Romeo, cowgirls and bulls are his life. He loves what he does, and he does what he loves every night. He'll hit the dance hall, flashing the girls his best smile. He's burning both ends of the candle, Rodeo Romeo style. He don't even care that while he's out loving all night, the bulls will be saving their strength for that 8-second ride. The white lace and whiskey, they'll have him feeling half dead. And even though odds are against him, he'll come out a winner instead. He's a rodeo, Romeo, cowgirls and bulls are his life. He loves what he does, and he does what he loves every night. He'll hit the dance halls, flashing the girls his best smile. He's burning both ends of the candle, Rodeo Romeo style.
People say the reason my hair is gray is because my brain has died.
Oh, you, I wouldn't say that.
Where do you go from here now? What are you going to be doing over the next couple of weeks? You're leaving the 2nd of April to go back to the States?
To Nashville, huh? Back to Nashville, where I told you I have 2 months of junk mail to go through, which I'm really looking forward to. You know, all the seed catalogs, it's springtime,
yeah,
and all that stuff.
Especially the
stuff.
One with the contract in it, you know. It
says, send back immediately, or
yes,
else.
Yes.
Yeah, I always like to get those, too. And bank statements, I don't want to see those. Because I'm trying to figure, I wish someone could call in and let me know how long it takes for a Visa card statement to get from Germany to the States. Because I seem to have picked up quite a few, you know. I got a Salzburg hat, you know, one of the blue hats with the gray thing on it, and I have a Bavarian Loden costume. I'm going to be the only one in Nashville with all these things, you know, with all these outfits. So I'm just wondering if I'm going to beat the bill back or not. But I'll be going back, while I'm here in Germany, I'm going to be doing some more radio shows, you know, traveling around this country, and to Luxembourg over there for a radio show, and just really trying to meet a lot of people so that when I come back, I'll know what I'm doing.
Well,
and I won't take the wrong train again.
Yeah, I hope not. We're all anxiously awaiting for your album to come out. And the title of the album?
Boots Are Made for Walking.
By Linda K. Lance.
Not
Linda.
Combat boots.
Not combat boots.
Although, you know, I didn't think of that when I had the pictures taken. I could have.
See you later.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't free you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, never took the time, but you were always